From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani declared Friday that Kurdish fighters have seized Sinjar from the Islamic State militants. That's Kurdish fighters raising a Kurdish flag atop a government building in Sinjar. The new offensive began Thursday by severing a critical supply route between Islamic State-held Mosul and the group's self-proclaimed capital in Syria. Kurdish forces say they encountered little resistance during Friday's advance on Sinjar, suggesting that Islamic State fighters may have retreated or are possibly biding their time for new fighting. In an interview at the White House earlier, President Barack Obama said he believes the Islamic State advance in Iraq and Syria has been contained, but not destroyed. Also in Iraq, officials say a suicide bomb attack at a Shiite funeral in Baghdad has killed at least 12 people. President Barack Obama has lifted sanctions on Liberia Thursday. White House spokesman Ned Price cited what he calls Liberia's tremendous progress since emerging from civil war in 2003, including its commitment to democracy and the development of political and economic institutions. However, the White House says much remains to be done in Liberia, including a presidential election in 2017. Myanmar's opposition, National League for Democracy, has captured an absolute majority of the parliamentary seats, giving it a landslide victory. This, according to official returns released Friday by the Union Election Commission. That will allow the NLD to overcome the military's veto in the legislature, which selects the president in February. NLD is led by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. She is barred by the Constitution from becoming president. However, she has said earlier that if her party is victorious, she will be the one telling the president what